here's a story from The World.
In Brazil, a controversial bill is winding its way through Congress. If it's approved, it would regulate social media platforms, just like television or radio. It's been labeled the fake news bill. It's got staunch supporters and critics who say the bill is an attempt to clamp down on free speech. Michael Fox has our story.
A couple of weeks ago, millions of Brazilians received a message from the messaging application Telegram on their cell phones. It told them Brazil was about to pass a law that would, quote, end freedom of expression. Congressional leaders attacked the message on the floor of the lower house, among them Orlando Silva, the sponsor of the bill.
O Telegram espalha mentiras no Brasil.
They're spreading lies, saying that the Brazilian parliament wants to approve censorship, that they want to end democracy. This is scandalous, he said. It's a scandal that a multinational corporation wants to push the National Congress onto its knees. Silva said that they had specifically invited Telegram many times to participate in the debate over the legislation. The company declined. Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes threatened to take Telegram offline for 72 hours if it didn't delete the message. The platform complied, but it was a sign of just how heated the debate over this bill has been in recent weeks. On the conservative news outlet Jovem Pan, analyst Alengani called the removal of the Telegram message censorship pure and simple.
Então vamos punir, por exemplo, editorial de jornal.
Would we punish a newspaper editorial when many outlets have come out against the fake news bill in their editorials? It's the same thing, he said. But the head of the government coalition in the Senate, Randolfo Rodrigues, told press that they are very different. There are government regulations for TV and news outlets. The same is needed for social media firms.
Os senhores representantes das big techs.
To the heads of the big tech companies and their shareholders around the world, Brazil will not be no man's land. You will not be permitted to do what you want here without punishment, he said. Fake news has been a huge issue for Brazil in recent years. Luciana Santana is a political scientist at the Federal University of Alagoas. Fake news has harmed public debate, she says, gotten in the way of serious discussions of republic policies and influenced political races in Brazil, she says. Experts say it played a decisive role in the 2018 election of former President Jair Bolsonaro. That's him during the pandemic when he told Brazilians the vaccines might turn them into a crocodile. But this bill isn't just about fake news. David Niemer is a Brazilian University of Virginia professor who has studied social media platforms for years.
It's more about bringing transparency from the big techs in terms of access to the algorithm, access to reports about the algorithm, understanding how these platforms behave. So we have a more transparent way of understanding how these platforms, like the role of these platforms in everyday life.
Brazilian journalism professor Rogério Cristofolori says this bill is also about holding these social media firms accountable when dangerous, hateful, or misleading content is shared on their platforms.
Essas plataformas têm poder para reduzir o alcance.
These digital platforms have the means to reduce the reach, to adjust their algorithms, to not promote specific content, he says. The platforms can do more than they have, and a law like this can force these platforms to use their technical power to combat disinformation, he says. Professor David Niemer says that is controversial.
This is why the big techs are playing hardball in Brazil, because they know that if Brazil passes this bill, then it sets the precedent and the other countries will follow as well.
The bill may not find the votes it needs to pass, in part because many of those elected to Congress ran campaigns based on disinformation and actually benefited from an unregulated social media. The bill has already been approved by the Senate, but the vote in the lower house has been postponed several times in recent weeks as the governing coalition pushes to shore up votes. For The World, I'm Michael Fox.